Morning, everybody. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. We'll begin today with a discussion about the Zika virus, which is, according to the World Health Organization, quote, spreading explosively through the Americas. The Baltimore Sun is reporting this morning that Maryland has its first case. Many more are expected. Dr. Lena Nguyen, the Baltimore City Health Commissioner, is with us this morning. Here's Nathan.
Thanks, Tom. Scientists have known about the Zika virus for a relatively long time. It was first isolated nearly 70 years ago, and for decades it wasn't particularly worrisome. Only about 1 in 5 people who got it showed any symptoms, and those symptoms were mild. A skin rash, low-grade fever, some joint pain, and redness of the eye. And usually those symptoms disappeared after a day or three. But recently, Zika has been associated, tentatively, with birth defects in babies, and that is prompting a lot more concern. Zika virus is primarily spread by mosquitoes. Below freezing temperatures mean Baltimore doesn't have to worry about that vector now, but it could be a concern, could be, as summer approaches and mosquito activity ramps up. Baltimore Health Commissioner Dr. Lena Nguyen is here to tell us more about the Zika virus and what the city's doing to prepare. Good morning.
Good morning, Nathan.
State health officials yesterday confirmed the first case of Zika in a Marylander, but other than saying that that person had recently traveled to a country where Zika is prevalent, they didn't offer many details. Do you know anything more?
We do not comment on the specifics of the cases, in part to protect patient confidentiality. And also, I want to distinguish Zika from other diseases that we may have heard about in the last year, like Ebola or measles. The difference is that Zika is not spread through casual contact. You cannot get Zika from shaking hands with somebody, from coughing and sneezing. It's transmitted, as stated, primarily through mosquito bites. And it's winter right now. There are travelers coming back from other countries who may have Zika.
It's summer in Central and South America, so there are mosquitoes everywhere there now.
That's right, and there are no mosquitoes in Baltimore City at this time. There is no transmission going on between person and person in Baltimore City, except possible sexual transmission. That's why our warning is for pregnant women about traveling. If there are any pregnant women who are thinking about traveling to a country where Zika transmission is ongoing, we ask them to consider postponing their travel and talking about it with their doctor. And also, if you're pregnant and you have a partner, a male partner, who recently went to a country with ongoing Zika transmission, then the guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is that these women should use a condom every time and abstain from sex if their partner just returned from one of these countries.
How long does Zika last in the body if you have it?
The recent studies show that Zika lasts about a week. However, there are some studies that show that Zika may last in other bodily fluids for longer than that. And that's why the guidance so far from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is that there should be, if a male partner has recently traveled to a country with Zika, that they should abstain from sex with their partner or use condoms for the duration of that pregnancy. Again, this is a quickly evolving situation. As you said, the World Health Organization, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, are actively doing studies on this at the moment. And so we're monitoring the situation until further guidance. We should make sure that that pregnant women in particular watch out for Zika virus.
And as I mentioned earlier, most people who get the Zika virus don't have any symptoms at all. So are you urging people to get tested if they have come back recently from a country in which Zika is prevalent?
We are urging
pregnant women and their partners, that is?
We're urging for pregnant women to get tested regardless of whether they have symptoms. They should contact their doctor, ask about testing, even if they don't have any symptoms. Everybody else, there is no recommendation at this time from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to be tested if they have no symptoms. Of course, if you have symptoms, it could also be something else because the symptoms are fever, they are joint aches, they're pretty non-specific symptoms, and there are other mosquito-borne diseases and even things like the flu or a cold that can cause similar symptoms. So ask your doctor if you have any symptoms and have recently traveled.
Now, Zika has become part of the news because of what appears to be an association between Zika infection in pregnant women and microcephaly in children. What is microcephaly, and what do we know about this association thus far?
Microcephaly means that the child is born with a small head and there is associated brain damage, possible brain damage along with it. Now, there are studies in Brazil, studies in other countries that show a possible association between the pregnant mother having Zika and the baby being born with microcephaly. These studies are ongoing, and I'll emphasize again that this is a quickly evolving situation. There are studies ongoing around the world. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing ongoing guidance, and we in the Baltimore City Health Department are coordinating closely with our state partners and also our federal and international partners as the situation goes on.
Do we have any idea how long it's going to take to clarify if there is a link there or not?
The studies are ongoing, and we heard yesterday from Dr. Frieden, the head of the CDC, and Dr. Fauci from one of the NIH, the National Institutes of Health Institutes, that this situation is evolving every day. So out of an abundance of caution, that's why the guidelines are urging all pregnant women who are thinking about travel to consider postponing travel to countries with active Zika transmission until we learn further information. It's better to be cautious, and that's why we are urging for pregnant women and even women who are considering to become pregnant or trying to become pregnant to contact their doctor and consider postponing travel.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, WYPR. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Nathan Sterner talking about the Zika virus with Baltimore City Health Commissioner Dr. Lena Wen. Zika is spread by a mosquito, a specific type of mosquito so far, Aedes aegypti, but we think there's a possibility that other Aedes mosquitoes may be able to transmit it, but we don't know yet. Aedes aegypti, not a Baltimore mosquito, but there is an Aedes that does show up in our city, right?
And this is part of why the situation is so quickly evolving. There are studies ongoing around the country, around the world, looking at exactly how Zika is spread, through what mechanisms, what diseases it's associated with, what consequences are associated with it. And we in the city are working closely with all of our other city agencies to prepare for the spring and summer months and coordinating closely with our state and federal partners. We're learning information all the time, and the guidance right now, the most important thing for listeners to know is that if you are a pregnant woman and you just went to a country where there is Zika transmission ongoing, contact your doctor. If you have not gone yet but you're thinking of traveling, contact your doctor and consider postponing your travel. And if you're anybody else, unless you're the male partner of a pregnant patient, you're fine. You're not going to get Zika. You're not going to get Zika from casual contact with anybody else here in Maryland. That's the most important thing for people to know about.
I'm trying to do the look ahead thing to what might happen when summer would come. You're saying we shouldn't be focused on that yet until we have some sort of certainty about what might occur. Right now, just focus on what we do know and the prevention steps we can take.
That's right. Focus on what it is that is happening now. So if you're a pregnant woman and you're thinking of traveling to one of these countries, that's when you have to be concerned. We, in the meantime, in the city, are working very closely with all of our partners to gather more information and to prepare for the summer, where mosquitoes will spread other diseases, too. We know that mosquitoes also spread diseases like West Nile in other countries. There's dengue fever, there's chikungunya. These are issues that we deal with on a regular basis, and so we're prepared and we'll continue to monitor the situation very closely with all of our partners.
And I suppose that as summer does approach, still months away, that you'll be encouraging people for those reasons, even if not Zika, to do their best to make sure that the mosquito populations do not grow, cut down on standing water, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. These are always good prevention mechanisms because nobody wants to get bitten by mosquitoes anyway. But also mosquitoes do transmit other diseases in addition to Zika and diseases that we know are in our area. So we encourage everyone to avoid standing water, get rid of standing water in their backyard. Even an inch can be a breeding ground for mosquitoes. And to avoid certain times of the day where mosquitoes are prevalent, to wear long sleeves and wear EPA-approved insect repellent, which will help. But again, too early, because right now it's winter season. It's, in fact, code blue season. Very
yes.
Cold outside.
Not going to have any mosquitoes out there today. Zika is really becoming prevalent in the news because of the spread in the Americas, but it's not from it there. It's from Africa, first discovered in Uganda, named after a Uganda forest. And back where it came from, it was not associated at all with microcephaly. Only recently has it shown up with Brazil, and those alleged associations have been made. Is there any possibility that this is not the same Zika virus, that it may have changed, that it may itself be evolving?
You're right that Zika has been known for a long time. It's been known since 1947, but primarily in Asia and Africa. It's been in the Americas, in South America and Central America, in the America region since 2007. Because it's relatively new, that's why we in the Americas don't have immunity to it. And there is no vaccine to Zika yet, although scientists are working hard on developing the vaccine. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, there are studies ongoing. There is literally new information coming out every day, as Dr. Frieden, the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said yesterday in a congressional testimony. There's new information coming out every day. Studies are ongoing about this current trend in Zika, what it means for our populations here that don't have immunity to it. And we'll have more information and we'll provide further guidance once we learn more information from our federal partners and once we coordinate all these efforts as well.
And as we heard a moment ago from NPR, it doesn't appear likely that Zika will have a vaccine for a year or a year and a half at the earliest. Compared to other health risks the Marylanders face, where does Zika measure up?
I'm glad you're asking this question, Nathan, because every time there are these infectious diseases from other countries, we always talk about them. And it's important for us to be aware, and in particular for populations that are the most susceptible, like pregnant women, that we are aware of the risks and take precautions. But we also have to remember that the number one killer here in Baltimore City for both men and women is heart disease. And there are things that we can do today to prevent heart disease, such as stopping smoking, reducing our consumption of sugary drinks like sodas, and in general, taking care of our health. These are all things that we can think about today to prevent us from getting worse, from negative health outcomes that impact us every day. And of course, it's cold, it's winter season, there are a flu, there's still the flu, there are other viruses that are going around. So wash your hands carefully with soap and water, and get the flu vaccine, not related to Zika, but these are all issues that we should be aware of and should work to prevent today.
Dr. Lena Wen is Baltimore's health commissioner. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Nathan.
More about the Zika virus is available online. Come to WYPR.org/Maryland Morning. After a news break, Tom will be back with Juanito Pascual and the fiery rhythms of the new flamenco trio. Stay with us. I'm Nathan Sterner.